This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Governor Abbott says Harris County should be stripped of operating its own elections. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno says Abbott was responding to a Houston public media story about the county's tax office finding more than 100 voters registered to post office boxes. State law says voters can't do that.
Abbott said that the findings should prompt state takeover of the county's elections and potential legal charges should be considered. In response, County Attorney Jonathan Fombon said that the governor has no authority to do that. Speaking about Abbott's threat on Thursday, Harris County Judge Lynn Hidalgo said there's a clear effort to politicize the county's elections in order to lessen its credibility.
And that's, of course, because they're not in charge of Harris County. We are. I am the county judge, and they don't like that.
The Secretary of State initiated an investigation into the allegations of P.O. Box registrations after State Senator Paul Bettencourt filed a complaint earlier this year. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Rodeo Houston has announced a lineup for this year's concerts. News 88.7's Matt Harab has more.
Country singer Riley Green will kick off the lineup. The rest of the lineup features several superstar acts, including Chris Stapleton, Rascal Flatts, Kelly Clarkson, Luke Bryan, Cody Johnson, and more. The rodeo starts March 2nd and will run through the 22nd. The barbecue contest, though, starts at the end of next month.
And you can see the entire musical lineup on our website, and that's HoustonPublicMedia.org. Thousands of runners are expected to hit the streets this weekend for the Houston Marathon. There are races Saturday and Sunday starting at Congress and Fannin downtown. Nearby streets are going to be closed. The Rockets play the Trailblazers in Portland tonight. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Cloudy and breezy this evening. Chance of rain stands at 70%. Overnight low around 55 degrees. Slight chance of rain tomorrow, high around 55 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.